Just like these, by the flour, we watch the flour, even letchatchila from ktsira. So the same din is by water, we watch the water. These a din of mayim shalanu, a din shmira in the water. What's this din shmira? What do you watch? Now obviously, these a din of being careful when you have the water that nothing should fall in. But then there's another din, and this is what brings up a lot of dinim in the water, is the din of mayim shalanu. The Gemara says it's a Gemara in the end of Psach and Perikol Shah. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Adin Isha Loi Salish El B'mayim Shalanu. When one makes the dough, usually, I guess then it used to be the lady that made the dough. When she makes the dough for matzah, she shouldn't make it El B'mayim Shalanu. She should make it with Mayim Shalanu. Mayim Shalanu. Darsha Rav Masna, B'Pupina, when Rav Masna said over this halacha that he heard from Rav Yehuda in Pupina, he said over this thing that when you do it, you shouldn't do b'mayim shalanu. L'machar, the next day, Aisu Kula Alma, everybody came to the door of Rav Masna with big jugs to get water, to ask him for water. Asa Kula Alma, Chatzuvai, V'asa L'gabei, V'amru Lei, and they told Rav Masna, Havlonu Maya, please give us water. Because they understood, like everybody knows, Mayim Shalanu could also mean Shalanu, our water. So they thought, when Rav Masna said, you need for matzah, Mayim Shalanu means our, maybe like the Rav's water. So they all came the next day to ask for water. Amar Lahu, so he said, no. I know, but Maya de Besa Amri. I meant Maya de Besu. De Besu means Shalon, which means it rested. Very good. It rested. You find it in Targum, different places. The basu means it rested. So that's the halacha, that a person is supposed to use water that rested. Rested that what? So Rashi explains that since when you take the water, it's Yimei Nisan, and Yimei Nisan is still the winter. And in the winter, the sun, the reason why it's cold, Rashi explains, is because the sun is much lower. It's lower, closer to the ground on a slant as opposed to higher up. So therefore, it's cold. The temperature is cold. But at the same time, the water, the sun is lower down, so it's closer to the water, and it heats up the water. And therefore, says Rashi, that when one uses the water, if you're going to take the water out and just take it out of the boilers or any bodies of water, the water was heated up by the sun. And we don't want to use hot water. As we already mentioned in the past, and if not, these different halachas about it, that let's say when you transport the water, be careful that it shouldn't be exposed to the sun, it's going to get hot. What's the problem with hot water? Because hot water is going to make the dough hot. And when the dough is hot, it makes it chametz faster. That's a lot of what we're careful about in the bakery, is that because when you start working on the dough, it gets hot. So therefore, we already are careful that the water shouldn't be hot, because if the water is going to be hot, it's going to heat up the dough. So therefore, if the mayim shalanu, we take the water out before we use it. Because if you're going to take it out and use it right away, it got hot by the sun that's lower down. That's what Rashi says. V'pnei shebimei nisan amayonis chaman shadayin yimoysa geshamim. And Zokt Rashi, chamo mahaleches b'shipulei shererkiya. The sun goes on the lower part of the sky. Lefikach, the whole world is cold. And the mayonis, the places where this water is hot. So therefore, you need lon. What's lon that it rested? What's rested at what? So how the Rosh explains that you need it out of the body of water for 12 hours. Like this, it could cool down. When it's in the water, it got hot. And therefore, you need 12 hours. Explain the Rishonim, Lefishitas Rashi. If that's the case, one could very much go ahead and take it out in the morning. You don't have to take it out at night. There's no specific time when to take it out. As long as when you take it out, you let it sit. Shir lina. Lina means to rest, which would be resting overnight, which is 12 hours. So who then, if you take it out 9 o'clock in the morning, late Rashi, it would be fine. Just wait till 9 o'clock at night. So you need 12 hours out of the water. Because when it's in the water, in the boiris, and different mayonis, it gets hot. So if you take it out for 12 hours, it cools down. That's Shitas Rashi. What'd you say?
You take water out of a car that's 50 degrees, and you put it in a pocket, and you leave it in the room, and bring it up to room temperature at 70 degrees.
Okay, so you have a very good point. We're going to go in now with the different Shitas, what we accomplished. But Lafi Rashi, we're talking about it's b'moishah g'shamim and it's cold. So technically, room temperature is not really 70 degrees. You are right not to put it in a warm place. The Shulchan Aruch speaks about putting it in the basement, but the problem is that in the winter, the basement actually is even a little bit warmer, whether if you have the oven there, but it's warmer. So you're right. There's a question if to put it outside, but then it's going to freeze, then you have to, these different options what to do, but you are right. When we take it out of the boiler, it doesn't mean to take it out and to put it into your living room with the steam on and at 75 degrees. It means to take it out and outside it's still cold to accomplish that. We'll see the time we do to get all the shittas, but to understand, shittas Rashi is that if it's in the water and you take it out of the water, you're cooling it down and you keep it out for 12 hours, so technically it could be out at any time, it's fine.
And if you go to like an ice cap, you knock a hole in the ice and take frozen water, I mean, is that like too cold?
There's no such thing as too cold unless you can't work with it, but we're going to see that even if it's freezing cold water, there's still a din of mayim shalanu. We're going to get to that at the end of Chasam Sofer, that there is an idea. You're saying, Yitzi's pointing out, listen, we're worried that this water's hot. If you go and the water's freezing, could you use that water? The halach is you can't, but we're going to work out. Once we have the shittas, we're going to see exactly why. We'll get to it. What'd you say? One cannot use water, even if it's freezing cold. The halacha is clearly you need mayim shalanu that rested. Now, we just said with Rashi, resting doesn't mean it has to be overnight. Resting means it has to be 12 hours of resting. So you can take it out in the morning and it rests till at night, and then you can use it for by night.
But it could be that if it's too cold, you can't work with it, you're going to have more problems.
So if it slows down the process, technically, yes, if it makes your hands cold. But it's not, in becoming chametz, when it's hot, it's mechamim, it goes faster. Right. The next shita, why you need mayim shalanu, the Rosh brings is Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz, which is also a Uraim, and he says like this, that the sun by night goes under the ground. People want to know a little clearer, you could speak to Rabbi Shua's father, but the sun, the Rosh says that the Chachmei HaTeva, like the Chachmei HaTeva say, that the sun by night goes under the ground. And therefore, when the sun is under the ground, even though it's freezing outside, but the sun on the ground heats up all the waters that are in the ground. Boiris, all pits of water, everything becomes warm, heated up. That's what the Rebbelezer Mimitz and the Uraim says. Memela says the Uraim and these Rishayim, you know why you need Mayim Shalanu? You have to pull the water out before night, because once the night comes around and the sun is under the ground, it's going to heat up the water inside, and therefore you're not going to be able to use that water. So, which means to say is that as long as you pull the water out before night, you could use it immediately. Shalon just means that as opposed to it being in the ground, you have to take it out. But you don't need positively that it should be resting overnight. It just means that don't keep it in the ground overnight, because by keeping it in the ground overnight, it's gonna get heated up. So one has to be very careful not to take water once it's night already, because once it's night, you have the issue that by night, the water starts getting heated up. In Kitzer Piskei Rosh, what comes out between the two shittas? Again, the Rashi learns that as long as you have 12 hours, and the other Rishonim learn as long as it's not in by night. So to be Yoytze both, Rashi, like Rashi, 12 hours, says the Rosh, is any time is good. Like the Rami Mintz, as long as it's before night. So to be Yoytze both, we take it out before night, and besides taking it out before night, we let it for 12 hours. What would come out, Lafi, these two shitas? Technically, one should be able to do it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or 9 o'clock in the morning, and be able to leave that water for 12 hours and use it at night. That's what should really come out, because Rashi, 12 hours, you covered, and the other is showing him that it shouldn't be in by night, you also covered. So technically, you should be able to be shoyev by day and use it for 12 hours. Now, the truth is, the Mechaber says you could taka be shoyev any time by day. The Mechaber says, Sif Aleph and the Siman of Hilchas Mayim Shalanu, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to use Mayim Shalanu. Bain any waters must be Mayim Shalanu. V'shoyev in Oysa Mebayd Yoyim. You have to take him Mebayd Yoyim. Or Bein HaShmashis, but not, you don't take it by night. But the Shulchan Aruch says you could take it even Mebayd Yoyim. Like we just explained, it's very clear why you could take him Mebayd Yoyim. Because whether if the Shitas Rashi 12 hours or it shouldn't be by night, Mebayd Yoyim is fine. However, the Ramah adds in to explain the Machaber or to argue, and he says when the Machaber says Mebayd Yoyim, he says only Samach Lebein HaShmashis. You're only allowed to take it by day very close to Shkia, which you should know that's what we do. We do more or less by the Shkia, Bein HaShmashis. It's a very small window of time, and we're going to explain why should you need this. But the Ramah says that one should make sure when he takes Mayim Shalanu to take it either Bein HaShmashis, like the Shulchan Aruch says, or if you're taking it by day, take it very close to nighttime. Don't take it middle, take it very close to by night. Why is it like that? It says the Mishnah Berurah, why should you not take it during the middle of the day? Why not? So the Mishnah Berurah says you want to accomplish something else also. During the day, it's colder, the water is colder when it's inside the rivers as opposed to when you're going to take it out. If you're going to take it out, it's warmer outside. Says the Mishnah Berurah. V'nochen to take it Bein HaShmashis because the water should cool down during the day in the water which is cooler there. And then you pull it out before night because by night, first of all, it's chillier outside. And also, like we saw, when the water is going to be inside the boiler, it's gonna warm up from the sun under the ground. And that's what the Be'er Heitiv brings also. La'alach, it brings the Maril, said rather if somebody takes water, you should rather Mayim Shalanu take it by day than by night. Even though by day we want to also keep it in the bodies of water so it should cool down. But if you take it by night, you lose one of the Shitas HaRishayim that say that it has to be out of the water by night. But if you take it by day, okay, so you won't have this extra, this plus of it cooling down in the boiler.
This would also have a problem with taking for like a week's worth of water.
If what did you say?
I'm saying he wouldn't want you to take a week's worth of water.
Because you want it to cool down.
Every single day.
That's a good point, what you're saying. You're right. And the Shulchan Aruch says that one could take for one day for many days. You're right. Yeah. The question really is that why is it the Mishnah Berurah says that you could take it out by day, but even if you take it out by day, you should leave it up until the next morning. We explain why rather take it very close to Shkia. That's what we're noyig. Either Bein HaShmashis or close to Shkia, because we want it to cool down during the day inside the waters. But let's say Bidyavid if you can't. The Bidyavid you could take it by day. But what happens if you take it by day? Let's say you take it Bidyavid you couldn't. You're allowed to take it 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Could you use it 1 o'clock at night? L'chari you should be able to use it 1 o'clock at night because you accomplished the two shitas. Not to get confused, we have two shitas. We have either a shita of 12 hours, you have it, and either a shita to be out before night, you accomplished that. So when the Mishnah Berurah brings it in, he says that the evidence fine. He says, if you do it harbi in the middle day, it's fine. But and then he says, after Linas Laila, you're allowed to use it. So the question is, why do you have to have Linas Laila? L'chayr, once it's out for 12 hours, and it's out from the beginning of the night, l'chayr, you're accomplished, you're done. So I want to tell you, there's a third shita in an explanation why you need Mayim Shalanu. And that is the Rif and the Ran. And they say that when you take out the water, interesting, when you take out the water, you pump out the water from the well or wherever it is, that itself is Machamim the water. That heats up the water. By working with the water, that heats up the water. Therefore what? Therefore, we want to accomplish that it should cool down. Now what? So why during the night it's excellent? What do you have to have? What's the whole night? So Shulchan Aruch Rav explains that from Chatzos Halayla till the morning, these the Ruach Tzvoinis Noishevis. You have a wind that blows, which that's the wind that would cool down the water, and therefore we leave it out till the morning. Leave it unused out to cool down till the morning. So just to sum up where we're holding now, not to be too confused. Mayim Shalanu, which the Shulchan Aruch says is pretty likuva, the Mishnah Berurah says that if a person didn't use Mayim Shalanu, the Shoigig Meis, that a person shouldn't use those matzahs. He says, you're not going to have Simchas Yom Tov, it's fine. I'm just saying it's very important. But the Poskim say it could be that for Leila Seder, not to eat matzah, the mitzvah, the rice of matzah, that you could use matzah even without Mayim Shalanu. But Mayim Shalanu is not just a hiddur, it's extremely important. And as we're explaining, that the water shouldn't be hot. And Rashi says 12 hours to cool down. Rashi says 12 hours it should cool down, or it should take it out right before by night. Or we leave it out the whole night, which we do everything. We take it Bein HaShmashes time, Shkia time, and it's out before night. It's out for 12 hours. And it's also out during the night to cool down. Yeah, you see.
What is market?
What'd you say?
Shmanu is market?
Yeah. I'll just read to you, if you're asking, I'll read to you what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Machaber brings a machlokes, and he brings yesh cholkim and matirim balash. Some say that you can't use the water. Some say you could, and some make a difference between if b'shoigig you used it, it's mutter, or b'shas atchak it could be soymech. Now I just want to tell you, really, the reason why by Pesach by night to use it is because the Mayim Shalanu is a derabban on the gedin. So they're very strict about it. But if you didn't use Mayim Shalanu, what are you going to do Pesach by night? The Ramah says, the Hagov, afilu b'loitchak, b'shoigig, you could use it, b'shoigig, but not b'mezit. But which means b'mezit, if somebody was just lenient and didn't use Mayim Shalanu, you cannot use the matzahs for the rest of Pesach. Another nafgamina, which won't, it's not ledina, but what would come out between the two reasons in Mayim Shalanu would be, Lefi Rashi, what gets hot? Rashi, the sun bakes down, slow down, and it bakes down on Boiris. But what's about waters that are underground, wells? Technically, you should be able to use it right away. Well, let's say rushing water, that the Metzias is the sun, even though it's shining, the water runs, it doesn't get hot. So those waters, Medina, you should be able to use right away without it even waiting 12 hours. Lemaisa, the Rishonim say, explaining in Shitas Rashi, there's even a Chuvas Rashi, the Russian Chuvas brings it, that once the Chachamim assert, and since most people use water from Boiris, which get hot, so they said across the board, every water has to be Mayim Shalanu. But technically, in Rashi's Svara, not all waters would have needed Mayim Shalanu. However, if the reason is because the son of underground, the second Shita, that the water gets hot from any water underground because of the sun from under the ground, or by bringing up the water, it gets hot. So then any water whatsoever would need Mayim Shalanu. One more thing to end off is to point out that, as we said, after you take out the water and it was for 12 hours and it cooled down, you accomplished everything. One still has to be careful that nothing falls into the water. You have to cover it. You have to watch it. As well as when you bring it, after, let's say you fold it up from a well, and then you transport it, you have to be careful it shouldn't be exposed to the sun. Or where you store it in a room, it shouldn't be that the sun is baking down through the window onto the water. There was a story in the times of the Chassam Sofer that the place where they stored the Mayim Shalanu in the bakery, that room was right next to the room of the oven. There was a wall in between, but but that's where the Mayim Shalanu was stored. So there was a Rav in Italy that was matter to use that water, and he said two svaras. First of all, like Yitzi pointed out before, the idea, not Lamaisa, he pointed out that let's check the water. He said, I put my finger in, the water's freezing cold. If the water's freezing cold, why can't you use the water? That was reason number one. You should be able to use the Mayim Shalanu. In other words, they left it out for 12 hours, but now sitting in the room, it might have got hot again. So he said, listen, I put my finger in, and I felt the water. It's freezing cold. That's number one. Number two, he said, look at the windows. The windows are frosted. So if the windows are frosted, it means it's pretty cold in the room. If it's pretty cold in the room, so you could use the water. And he was matter to use the water for Mayim Shalanu.
You can also feel how cold it is in the room.
What'd you say?
You could touch the water. You could
feel in the room. But I guess in the room, it must have not been bitter cold, but it was, in other words, it was questionable, I guess. It was questionable that he, the room, so he brought a rye from the window, but he arrived, technically, the room itself, if it would have been freezing.
The windows would only be frosted if the room is warm.
Oh, said, very good, very well said. The Chassam Sofer argued and took it. Very good, he has in the Yerusha. The Chassam Sofer argues for two reasons. First of all, he says, very good, like you're saying, that it's not a raya from the window. He says, Adarabba, since these heat in the room and these the humidity, that's what's frosting up on the window. That's Aleph. And he says, even if you put your finger in and you feel that it's cold, that's not a raya. And that would be an answer, Yitzi, to what you asked in the beginning. Because he says like this, I'll bring you a raya, he says, that you can't go with putting the finger in. Why when the Chacham said you need Mayim Shalonu, why couldn't they say, listen, put your finger in, and if it feels cold, you're good to go. So he says, Al Karchach, the way how he, the words he says, is that these chutim, hot things in the water, which means even though it's cold the water, but there's some heating elements, heating stuff inside the water, and those heating parts in the water, even though the water feels cold, will heat up the dough. And therefore he says, Al kein chalila lamoid al daitoi v'ra'asai, you definitely shouldn't, you can't rely on it. And this, in such a case that the water is next to, even with a wall in between, it's next to the matzah baker, next to the oven, you shouldn't use the water because it's going to get heated up. So just to sum up what we have over here, these adin mayim shalonu, the mayim shalonu is adin, dina de gemara brought lahalacha li kuva, and we explain these three reasons of mayim shalonu, either because the sun heats it up and therefore it should be out of the water for 12 hours to cool down, or the sun under the ground and therefore it should be out of the water by night, or we said is any time you take the water, by taking out the water, it cool. By taking out the water, it heats up, and therefore we let it cool down, and it should cool down during the night. So therefore, what we're noyig is, in almost all the places, we take the water right around Shkia times, like this, the water is inside during the day, in the bodies of water to cool down, and it's out the whole night to cool down again, and then we use it the next morning. Shabbos.
Different